Pandemic D at the Melbourne Showgrounds vaccination site. I'm now joined by Nurse Unit Manager from Western Health, Alison Lamb. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty well, thank you. Showgrounds open in, 38 minutes. Have people started lining up already?
They sure have. We've got cars lining up and we also have people lining up at the front door. We're getting ready to get as many people through as possible.
So clearly it's going to be a huge day. Do you feel like it's going to go go to plan from your end, resource-wise?
I think so. We've got all hands on deck. We did over 1,500 yesterday and we're hoping to break that record and do over 2,000 today.
Alison, am I correct in understanding you are taking walk-ins as well?
We are taking walk-ins. In fact, the majority of the people are walking into the Melbourne Showgrounds Vaccination Hub, but we're really encouraging people to make a booking because it's a lot faster if people call the Department of Health 1-800 number and make a booking because their information will be in the system. It's a quick 30-second check-in, mm-hmm. and then we're pulling people to the front of the line to honour that booking.
Fantastic. Well, Alison Lamb, all the best to you and all the staff working throughout the day ahead. Here's to lots of shots being administered.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Alison Lamb, the new Nurse Unit Manager from Western Health at the Melbourne Showgrounds. And listeners, as we all know, people are having different experiences of the phone line. All I can say is I guess it's about patience. And if you want to try your luck and do the walk-in, that's still possible. But if you can get that booking secured, then all the better for you. It is 23 past 7.